Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And good evening. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 on the East Coast. It's a news, talk, and entertainment show where we actually know what we're talking about and where truth, as we like to say, is our bitch. Welcome to the program. Tonight we will talk about, and I'm not joking, you know the name of the show. If you followed Toddlers and Tiaras, you know the spinoff is Honey Boo Boo. And we're talking about a little girl by the name of Alana Thompson and her rather, her rather rustic family. Some people say redneck. Perhaps you want to use the term rural. We're going to talk with Stephen Bozell, whose own daughter, April, was a contestant in one or two of these kinds of contests. Austin Amarca joins us from Lancaster tonight to discuss the Mars Curiosity program. A reminder, we're online at philhendryshow.com, and tons of things happening over there these days. First off, we're giving away a free year, one free year of listening in, one free year of a backstage pass where you can access the largest archive of audio and media of any radio show anywhere in the world. We have it, and we'll give you a free year of access if we draw your name. You register by going to twitter.com/PhilHendryShow and hashtag BSP. Hashtag BSP at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Or you can like our fan page at Facebook. It is facebook.com/PhilHendry, PHANS, fans. All right. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, on the line with us this evening. And let me just get into this, Steve. Maybe it's just a little bit sideways because there's an awful lot that people need to know. But we're talking about these beauty pageants for young people, for little girls, right?
Yes, sir. It's a beauty pageant, beauty poise pageant for young girls. They're not toddlers. They're post-toddler age, anywhere from, they can be anywhere from 3 to 7 years of age.
How old was your daughter when she was involved?
April Jr., her mother was involved in that, but she was a little bit older. She was 7, 8 years old. They also have, obviously, a pre-adolescent category. They have a adolescent category and on up the line. It's been a while since I've been involved in it, but we did have a great success, and we're very proud of Fathers in Support of Pageants, which was an organization that I started.
Now, what is that?
That was primarily men. Mothers who bring the... Mothers are generally the ones you see, especially this child, this... little girl Alana Thompson. Her mother is very prevalent and present in the television shows, and we felt that there were, I think there was a benefit to having the fathers there as well, because after all, it's quite an undertaking, I think.
Well, I think it's, and you know that there is a great deal of criticism about these kinds of things.
I think it's unwarranted. I think it's unfair. I think that there are some parents, there's no question about it. There are parents that take it to the extreme.
You know, some of the costumes.
I don't think that that is the norm. We've seen there's a tendency for a lot of parents to want to give a more mature look to a little girl, and I agree with you, Mr. Henry. I don't want to see that. I would much rather see her in her own natural. I guess you could say at the stage of her life that a child would be at, what kind of presence and what kind of poise and presentation does she have? So it's more in context.
All right. So let's get back to this show. For those of you listening in, we're talking about what's been the talk of the really the talk of the Twitterverse, and it's also an extension of something much larger, or perhaps. Something that is better known by people, which is the Toddlers and Tiaras TV show, as well as the entire beauty pageant discussion for little girls. Now, I've got the article here. The show debuted on TLC. It's called Honey Boo Boo, something like that. And the show is basically about this one little girl who is a sort of breakout star on the program. And let me just find it. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. That's the name of the show. Steve, I got this this article in front of me. Did you see this?
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
This is an ABC report. It says, Honey Boo Boo is back and beckoning all viewers to redneckignize her in her new reality TV show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The first two episodes of the show premiered on TLC Wednesday, debuting Toddlers and Tiaras breakout star Alana Thompson.
No, I didn't see that, no, sir.
Okay, better known as Honey Boo Boo and her Georgia family. You know that's just us, says the mother, Alana's mom, June. For the most part, that is us every day. She's talking to ABC News.
I recognize, I know who she is, and I recognize what the basic dynamic of what you're talking about.
So there's nothing here that I'm reading that surprises you.
No, it's all the same kind of self-promotion and in many ways self-aggrandizement, if you want to put a big word on it. And I think that's the biggest problem, I think, is these women who have these little girls, and the criticism and that they
it's almost like a chip off the old block. Like they want their daughters to be something that they weren't.
Yeah, I think so, and that's why when we started Fathers for Pageants, we wanted this to be the fathers were going to guide the children, and the fathers would be involved in organizing and taking the kids to the pageants and supervising them during the pageants and then taking them home, because the mothers were, we felt after we had the initial meeting I had with most of the fathers that were involved in these pageants that we were involved in, agreed that the mothers were not able really to shepherd and guide these children, since a lot of them want to be, they want to be, they want to be the kid, and they want to be on stage and think everybody loves them. I mean, that
sounds like a pretty pathetic psychology right there. You see a lot of that?
Well, you don't know. I mean, I've seen it. If you ask me, I see a lot of it. I've seen enough of it to say that we as fathers want to take over and not take over, but push out some of these mothers that tend to embarrass the kids. And also, I think a lot of these mothers tend to foster or further the impression of these toddler pageants as being, these very freaky, kind of a freak show thing.
All right, Steve Bozell is with us talking about the little girl beauty pageants that has gained more exposure and I suppose more popularity or currency with the debut of a TV show last night called Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. This is the name of a little girl named Alana Thompson, who was a, quote, breakout star, or one of the more interesting little girls on this show, Toddlers and Tiaras. Her mother, June, I think, told ABC News that we're just regular folks.
Notice also that the first name of the little girl is different from her mother's last name.
And the first name's different?
I'm sorry, Phil. I meant to say the last name is different from the mother's last name. So if you are looking for if you're looking for kind of I guess if you want to call it your hillbilly connection there, or you're looking for evidence of a not a very upstanding representation for the beauty pageants, I think that's there.
Do you resent, and do other fathers that you've talked to resent, other parents, do you resent the fact that the exposure, the notoriety, the fame is being garnered by a family, a little girl from a family that is, kind of just regular old Southern, folks?
I mean, you're being polite. You want to say redneck.
Well, I don't know that I want to say redneck. I don't know what I would say. Redneck to me is always has always conjured a connotation of something a little negative. I know that it's not, and I probably need a better definition. But I'm saying these are just kind of real lower middle class Southern people, kind of salt of the earth.
Well, I think you're being kind. I'm not criticizing them, but I think that when you put a face on the teeny toddler. Pageants, and it comes out looking like this little girl's mom, and I think it's bad, and I think really the fathers need to take a hand in, because you have these mothers that want to be on the beauty pageant, and the other thing, Phil, that needs to be recognized is the fathers are going to be far more adept or far more qualified at judging what kind of clothes the little girl should wear in terms of impressing the judges. Now, that's a very, very dicey situation because, you know, the mother is not going to want to put the little girl into anything that she feels perhaps looks too extreme, although some of them do. A father is going to be a little bit more, you know, conscious of what's going to work, you know. And it's you know, I don't want to say, you know, because I don't want to get in trouble, you know.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I'm talking about, you know, if they need to do a little, if the little girls, if to win the pageant, if they need to do a little hip shake or put on a little, you know, a bathing suit or something like that, a father is, and the Fathers for Pageants, the organization that I head up, we're more likely to say, okay, go ahead and let's do it. Let's get this done and get it over with because you know that that's going to, where
and you're saying the mothers would not?
I think the mothers are more likely to push back against it, yeah.
Well, that's probably where you're going to run into some opposition, huh?
Well, no, because after all, we are the fathers too. So we have some say, and you know, if that's what we say needs to happen, then they're going to have to at some point listen.
All right, Stephen Bozell with us here as we talk about these beauty pageants for little girls. You know, the Toddlers and Tiaras thing, and now this Here Comes Honey Boo Boo show on TLC. His organization, Fathers for Parents, they're advocating moving the mothers out of the support role and moving the fathers in because the mothers are up against a couple of handicaps. One, some of them may actually see themselves in the pageant, meaning they're funneling a lot of themselves to the little girl. And number two, they may not be very likely to make the hard decisions on what the little girl should wear that will appeal to the judges. And that's the part that I don't particularly like, the whole, you know, making these little girls into some kind of adult pageant contestants. 877-876-7445 is the number here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with more, talking a little bit more here with Stephen Bozell, and take some of your phone calls later on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show.
877-876. Whoops.
Whoop.
877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show here. Stephen Bozell is with us on the line. We're talking about Toddlers and Tiaras. We're talking about these little girl beauty pageants. And we're talking about the breakout hit Toddlers and Tiaras and what they hope will be another breakout hit. It's called Honey. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And this is a little girl that was on this show. Are you familiar with this family, Steve?
You know, I've seen them around at some of the events that we had taken our niece to. April, she stopped competing a couple of years ago. I had hoped that April would continue on into the Teen Miss pageants and so on, but unfortunately she, you know, stopped, and so my niece has been involved. And what we've done with Jessica is we've taken her to some of these pageants, and I have told my wife, and I told Erica, who's my wife's sister, that if you really are serious about this and serious about winning in a toddler pageant, then you have to, at some point, take a, you know, and the old saying goes, my father used to say to me, you know, take a wise man's advice. So,
well, you're talking about the wise man would be you, huh?
I think so, sir.
All right. You know, I don't know that I'm all that interested in finding out what wins in these things. I think more I'm interested in what is the propriety of these events. I know they've been going on for a long time, and I know that there was probably a lot of negative coverage of these kinds of things after the death of JonBenet Ramsey.
Well, you know, and I understand that. And I said at the time that one of the problems we're having here, you saw what happened to that little girl, JonBenet Ramsey. We've got to get the fathers way more involved and get a lot of these mothers, back them off, because here's what happens. I think the psychology of a lot of these mothers and the pathology, and I'm not a doctor, but I've studied up on it, because I was seeing my daughter April, and now I'm seeing my own niece, Jessica. I'm seeing them losing these pageants and losing a pageant, losing and losing and losing. You can practice a girl. You can run her through the steps. You can run her through the things, the poise. You can practice the song she's going to sing, and you can do it over and over and over and over again. But I'll tell you right now, unless you've got someone who is really going to get that kid committed, she's going to lose and lose and lose. And that happened to my daughter, and that happened to my niece. And
who was that your wife?
Well, that was my wife and my sister-in-law. But when I got involved, and Jessica's father, Erica's husband, Dave, got involved, and we said, you know, basically we said the party's over, and we've got to work these kids and work them and work them and work them and work them and get them to a point where they are proficient, and they're going to go out there and they're going to get it, you know, and get it done.
And I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
They're going to get it done.
And, all right. Well, what are the changes that you made? You know, because already we have.
Well, I mean, we just said the party's over, and we took these little girls, Jessica, and we said, now, if you want this little girl to win a pageant. Look at this redneck. You don't want to call them, but look at these redneck here, these trailer people. They got this little girl, Alana, and she's got a personality, and she's got poise and beauty, and she comes from a bunch of rednecks. Now, if these people can do it, why can't we? So I told my wife that she needs to back up and let the men take over.
Well, all right, so it sounds to me like what you guys have brought to, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to...
No, that's okay.
All right, it sounds to me like what you and Dave, your brother-in-law, have brought to this beauty pageant thing.
Well, it's not a beauty pageant thing, Mr. Henry. It's a competition.
All right, well, but it sounds like what you guys have brought to it is a lot of training. And
not only training, but you know, you've got to drill it. You've got to over and over the song that she sang. And I want to ask my wife, do you remember the song that Jessica sang? The Sun Comes Out Tomorrow. That's that one from Annie. You know that song?
Yeah.
We trained her, and my wife and Erica did not really do the job. They had the little girl practice it a couple times. They brought in some piano player that they knew. But what Dave and I did is we took this kid and we said, now you're going to sing this, and we went over and over and over and over. And when we thought we had it, we went over and over again. And you have to, you know, kids are a lot tougher than you think they are.
So you're taking, how old is the little girl?
She's six, but let me just say something before you know. 6 years of age, of course she's getting her food and she's getting her sleep. We're not, you know, but when it's time for her to practice for the beauty pageant, and to go down to the beauty pageant that they have, when it's time for her to practice up so she's going to be ready for the beauty pageant that they're going to enter her in, I'll tell you right now, we're going to run her and run her and run her until she gets that song right, because she had done it, and she did it bad, and she did it bad again. And
but this, are you talking about the little girl? She didn't get the song right.
No, she did not.
And the mothers do not push these kids, is what you're telling me. I mean, that's what you're saying. The mothers don't push them.
Mothers don't push them because the mothers are imagining themselves being the kid. I think they more want to be in a beauty pageant, in a pageant like that. And also, as I said, we know what the judges look for. And the mother's not going to want to have a little girl in a unitard, or not a unitard.
A unitard is that's you know what you're talking about with a unitard.
No, just one strap on the shoulder.
Right, I know, but I mean, some of them they're only meant to be seen from the waist up.
No, not that kind. Although that kind of thong, if you augment it with something like if you have a skirt that comes down. See, I can't really talk about this because you're going to think that this is all about being a pervert, and no, it's not. It's about winning, knowing what the judges are looking for.
All right, but I mean, this is the problem that I've got, Steve. If you got a little girl, she's a 8 or 9 year old little girl. I don't know what the hell. Do you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, got a couple calls.
I just want. I mean, I've got a problem with the whole notion of little girls wearing any hint of a little girl being an adult. All right, tell you what, we have to take a break. We'll be right back with. Stephen Bozell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm not saying, you know... They're
now, hold on, Steve. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with more on this topic of the little girl beauty pageants and, you know, the fathers taking them over and pushing the kids a lot harder than the mothers have.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876 Phil, world famous Phil Henry Show, here with Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a father from Corona, California, and has been involved over the years in these beauty pageants for little girls, basically because you moved your wife or you insisted that you have some more of a say in it, right?
Well yeah, it came about, Mr. Henry, because of the fact that my daughter was not winning anything. My daughter was not involved in... she was not winning any pageants.
All right, so you're talking about your daughter. You took over from your wife in the beauty pageant business.
What? Not the business, but my daughter was not winning. And my wife and the other women, I think they imagine themselves as being beauty pageant. I think if you look at this Honey Boo Boo and all, and that woman is, she's more about how, you know, is she going to be a star? And
So now you took over this thing, and your daughter, and now you have your niece. Are they doing any better?
Well, I didn't take over my daughter. Me and Dave, my niece Jessica, we've just now taken over management of her, and we're it's a whole other regime. You know, we want to win. We're going to have, there's two pageants coming up, which is an Inland Empire Miss pageant. There's another one for the Salsa Festival. There's a number of them. And we're not going to give up until we win. And if that means, you know, you've got to get the kid, drill the kid, and just, you know, over, you know.
And all right, 877-876-7445. I'm going to go over to Bobby Dooley, who has talked about these kinds of things with us before on our show. And, Bobby, I know that you have at the Western Estates Homeowners Association, don't you have like a Little Miss pageant or something?
We don't have a Little Miss. What we have, and good evening, Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
We don't have a Little Miss. We have a pageant that is what we call our Junior Miss.
Is it for little girls?
Yes, it is. I think that Steve makes a very good point. One of the things that we've tried to emphasize with our mothers and with our parents is that when you do have a little girl, of course she's a little girl, but you've got to give the judges something to anchor in. You have to give the judges some kind of a lifeline, if you want to call it that, or an anchor, or a tether to what. Why should they care about this child? Why should they care, Steve? And for instance, in your case,
I don't know that I need a lot of advice, ma'am.
I know, but you said you're not winning.
I think it's just a matter of we need to just get in there and,
I think this is interesting. So, Bobby, you're saying to Steve that they need to anchor the judge's attention.
If I could just say,
go ahead.
I think we just took over Jessica's pageants from her mother and from her mother and from my wife, and so we got to size it up and see just exactly where we stand. You know, we just got to take a look at, you know, if you will, you know, what's left after they sort of dropped the ball with this. And what we do have is a very attractive little girl, but I think we've got to go one step further. I think we need to get her into some kind of clothing that is not going to exploit her sexually. No way would I ever allow that. And her father would not allow that. So we've got to get her into some kind of clothing that is not going to exploit her sexually, but is going to give the judges a reason to be there. You know
what? Well, what does that mean when you're talking about a little girl?
No, sir, it doesn't have to be anything.
It doesn't have to be anything all that relationship or anything like that.
Yeah. It can be something that is simply just cute. And I think Steve mentioned you give her a little this kind of a unitard you're talking about, Steve. It's sort of a thong.
Yeah.
But you cover it up with a sort of a sheer little skirt.
Well, you got a little girl walking around up on the stage then with her body exposed.
No, you do not. And you have to, you know, Mr. Henry, you really need to be careful. I was listening to you talking to Steve. You need to be careful because there are a lot of people who want to shut these pageants down, and they're looking for an excuse. And if you misstate what we're about, then you give them the excuse they're looking for. They'll say, oh, look, you're allowing nudity. And
all right, if I got something wrong.
Yeah, Mr. Henry,
go ahead. If I got something wrong, tell me.
Yeah, well, here's what you got wrong. Yeah, yes, she's wearing a unitard, and you're seeing she's going to see. I'm not going to see. It is kind of a thong, but you got on a sheer dress. And
yeah, the sheer dress is the reason they call it sheer.
Phil, hold on for a minute.
Well, but the reason they call it sheer, you can see through it.
Yeah, but hold on. Go ahead, Steve.
So you're looking. But then the lighting comes in. So you got three-pronged attack here on, and the lighting is, it's not backlit, it's frontlit, so you don't see anything. And the reason...
Then why dress her that way?
Because from the audience, you can't see. From the judge's table, you can see probably just the legs. You can't really see anything else.
No, and again, it anchors the judge's attention. It gives the judge... what we call in the beauty pageant business, it gives them a reason for getting out of bed that morning because...
Not to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
You get a lot of these beauty pageant judges are going to come out and they're going to say, what are you wasting my time for? And, you know, let's get it going. And
well, what does that mean?
That does sound offensive.
What I'm saying is...
What does that mean when a judge says, what are you wasting my time for? It sounds to me like he wants to see some sex show.
No, sir, not at all.
No, that's not true, Phil, but that was a bad way of putting it. The judge, I've had judges say to me, and I've judged a lot of these, and I've said to a lot of the mothers, I said, look, I know you mean well, but your daughter is out here, and I know she's only 6, 7, or 8 years old. I understand that. But you've got to come with some, you know...
Something better than her just standing there in a clown outfit or something.
Exactly. So, in one of the pageants, I had the mothers practice the girls doing a little, you know, a pole dance.
See, I don't approve of that at all, you know.
Well, you don't understand it.
You're not actually having them doing any... A pole dance, Mr. Henry, does not... it doesn't mean what you think it means.
I just... To me, it intimates something, and I would not be in favor of a pole dance, you know?
No, I understand that a pole dance represents sex, but it... is something that many women are doing now. A lot of women are doing it. And a lot of women are getting involved in it for exercise, and a lot of women are getting involved in it for any number of reasons having nothing more to do with sex than the fact that at one time you might have seen it in a, you know, in some sort of a strip joint.
All right, 877-876-7445. Bobby, will you stay on the line with us?
Yes, of course.
All right. Let's go to another phone call here. We got Ray on the line. Ray is calling us from out of state, I guess. Ray, how you doing?
Hi, Phil.
Hi. Where are you calling from, sir?
Phil, I'm in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
To the lady, Ms. Dooley, right?
Yes.
All right. When you advise these mothers that they should have their daughters do something to keep the attention of the judge, did you say specifically for them? And if I sound emotional, I am, because I'm very outraged at what something Mr. Bozell said, and I'm trying to keep my cool.
What did I say, sir? I'd be happy to deal with it.
I'll talk to you in a minute. Did you say to these mothers to get your daughters out there and to do something to keep their interest?
Yes, I did, and I'm not backing off of that. I didn't say sex.
Did you say, though, to get a pole dance going?
I didn't say a pole dance. I think one of the mothers said that.
All right. Mr. Bozell, have you had your daughter, and I'll tell you why I'm emotional, Mr. Henry, and it may come as a surprise to you, that I am emotional because my daughter, Jennifer, who had competed in a similar pageant, it might have been the one in San Bernardino that you're talking about, Mr. Bozell.
Yeah, with the Inland Empire, yeah.
Okay. My daughter had shown up with a pole that she had gotten at the exercise store and wanted to do a pole dance. And someone said to her, no, you don't, you can't, etc., etc., only to find out that Mr. Bozell and this woman, you have counseled that.
I can't speak for the organizers.
Okay. Well, you can't speak for the organizers when my daughter showed up with a pole to do a pole dance.
Wait a second. Hold on for a minute.
No, hear me out.
Hold on for a minute. You guys are arguing about whether or not your daughter get to do a pole dance.
Your grammar, you said your daughter get to do. So
yeah, I don't mean to make a big thing, Mr. Henry, but that sounds like that girl's fan. That'll, you know, that honey boo boo.
Well, but can we stay on the point here? My daughter showed up with a pole, and they told her no. Now you tell me your daughter can.
Are you people actually seriously talking about 7-, 8-, and 9-year-old girls doing pole dances?
Well, it is not sexual. I wish you'd really...
Hold on, Mr. Henry. Whether or not it's sexual at this particular point in the conversation, I'm not interested in. I want to know why it was my daughter was told no. When this man Bozell and this woman Dooley are now counseling, that is perfectly fine.
I didn't tell your daughter she couldn't do a pole dance.
But you said you were at the very same pageant that you took over for. And this is why I'm very emotional about this.
So you're not upset that little girls are doing pole dances. You wish that your daughter did one.
I want my daughter to have the same opportunities that these two people, daughters, get. On the day of, you remember the man in the movie Godfather who said on the day of your daughter's wedding, that's the kind of nervous energy that I've got right now listening to these two people.
All right, hold on, sir. I want to take a break, okay?
And to say that...
Hold on, put him on hold. 877-876-7445. Beauty pageants among the very small. This is a guy on the line... I don't know the world of toddler beauty pageants, but they're very competitive, obviously, and the three of them are now talking about... They're talking about stuff I'd never have a kid of mine do. Ever. 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 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I have a pole. I pulled a pole out of my car.
Yeah, I bet you pulled a pole out.
Phil, 877-876-7445 on the line with me is Bobby Dooley. We also have Stephen Bozell. Mr. Bozell is a father and a member of an organization called Fathers for Pageants. You're a guy that is, Mr. Bozell, you are actively supporting your daughter, not your daughter, your niece, correct?
Yes, sir. It is my niece, Erica, or Jessica, her mother is Erica. Eric and Dave are my wife's, they're our in-laws, and my wife's sister is Erica. And
we have Bobby Dooley on the line, Ms. Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Bobby?
Yes, Phil. Can I make a comment about the last caller?
Go ahead.
The gentleman was upset that his daughter was not given the opportunity to do a pole dance. I don't think this is the time or the place to talk about whether his daughter got a chance to do it. I think we need to discuss the propriety of that. It is not sexual, and I want to emphasize that. It is simply a display of skill and a display of physical strength. And Steve, I know you can speak to that.
Yeah, that's why I took over the training of that. Well, we took over the training of my niece and Dave's daughter because the women were not adept at the physical training of that. If you want to have a girl do a pole, a little 9-year-old girl, she's not going to do no sex. But you want her to be physical, and you got to. Trainer and trainer and trainer, and a lot of times these kids will cry, and a lot of times they want, you know, they want their mommy, or they want to, you know, you say to this kid, you know, and it's tough for me to say this, but say to this kid, you know, you're going to get this, or by God, I'll, you know, I don't know what,
Well, look, you're not talking about Marines here, you know.
No, that's absolutely right, Phil.
Not training her like a Marine.
All right, but you're saying drill it over and over and over and over again. I don't know. You're not talking about young men in boot camp. You're talking about a little girl in a beauty pageant. 877-876-7445. Let me go to Ray. Ray, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Steve Bozell and Bobby Dooley. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I'm coming in
on
the tail of this conversation, but I just honestly think that there's a form of sickness to being able to watch, you know, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, or 9-year-old dance on a pole. I mean, to me, you know, what's next? You know, is it a striptease? And just because you could do a striptease artistically, you should be able to put that in the beauty pageant? No. To me, it's sick. And it's uncalled for. There's other things that you can do to show your child's talent other than having mm-hmm. them do splits and sliding down poles. That's for adults.
I agree. Bobby?
Well, I heard you say you agree. And, Steve's here. He's a father. And I know you would never want your niece or your daughter to do anything.
And I agree with the gentleman. When I say that you got to do something to get to wake the judges up, I'm not talking about a full sex dance, you know. I mean, you guys are taking this way far out. I'm talking about a little something.
What does a little something mean, you know?
Well, that's why I think you do need the mothers, because we're not going to demand as much.
I know, but I've got a niece that has lost consecutive beauty pageants, and she's getting... Can I just be honest, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
My niece has gotten her ass kicked in every beauty pageant she's been in over the last 2 years. She just gets her ass kicked. And we've got to do something. I don't know what it is.
And I understand. You're going to want to bring the pole dance out. You want to do the sheer, the unitard. And you want to give it a little bit of... what's the old term?
You call it the hoochie coo, you know what I'm...
The hoochie coo is not a word to use applying to little girls.
No, that's why I don't want to call it that. But I'm just saying something to wake these judges up and get them out of the coma that they're in when my niece goes out there.
All right, 877-876-7445. Again, this is a world that I don't know anything about. Here is Vanessa on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Hi. I was hoping that I could hear more about I forgot their names. The gentleman and the lady who are in defense of these beauty pageants. They're doing
Bobby.
A terrible job of defending them, and I would love for them to tell us more about how stripping is okay for little girls.
No.
How being partially nude just wakes up the judges, and that's an okay thing. And the more they say, the worse it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody needs to call in telling them how awful it is if they just keep talking.
Can I say something? First of all, I have sponsored our junior miss and our preteen beauty pageants and our summer tacklers and our four festivals throughout the year. Number two, what Steve was saying when he said the unitard, the lighting is everything. If you get a girl who goes out onto the stage wearing a pair of, she's in her underwear.
Wait.
May I finish, Mr. Henry?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you? What? I just want to ask.
We're talking about lighting. No. We are talking about lighting.
Yeah,
I'm very aware about stage lighting. I am not a stranger to stage lighting or anything of that nature.
Are you familiar with beauty pageants for this age group?
I am. When I was very little, when I could toddle, I was in pageants.
All right, ma'am, did you win, if I may ask that question? Because I've got a niece.
I got second and third place medals.
Well, my niece has gotten that. I mean, that's not going to pay the bills, you know. That's not going to pay the bills.
And look, you know what I'm seeing here?
You don't strike your children out so they
here's
can
what Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing what I call the Little League syndrome here, where you've got a dad who wants to be a Major League Baseball player, and he's sort of living his life through his son.
That is ridiculous, Phil.
No. I see a lot of these mothers doing the same thing. They're, and then you ask of the children, these adults, you push them and push them.
Look, Mr. Andy, do I look like I want to be a girl in a beauty? You know, you may not like me, but I can assure you, I don't want to be a girl. I don't want to be a lady in a beauty pageant. Okay,
No, but you know what you're doing. I'll tell you what you are doing is that that competitive thing's coming out.
All I said was I don't want my niece getting her ass handed to her every time she steps out on a runway.
Maybe
and
there's
you got
a reason
judges.
She loses. Not everybody is made to be beautiful in the way beauty pageants want them to be.
Okay,
people
right
are
there,
beautiful
right
in
there.
Different
you,
ways.
Yeah, see how you stepped into it? You didn't think you were going to step into it, but you did, ma'am. And I say that with all
you
respect. You just stepped into
in
it.
Very different
what did
ways.
She step into?
She's saying that my niece, she's emphasizing you got to be beautiful. And you do.
In a beauty pageant,
and,
you have to look a certain way. You got to wear
and I
got to
get her out there. And if that means she goes out in her underwear, she goes out in her underwear. I'm not asking her to do a sex act.
Do you see? And there he buried himself
what
again
is
in that argument.
Why do you?
You
got to
strut
out in your underwear to pay the bill.
No, ma'am.
Come on, 9-year-old.
No, ma'am. No.
All right, we're going to continue this. We'll continue the conversation. Hang on the line here, Mr. Bozell and Ms. Dooley. And, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we talk about Honey Boo Boo and the toddlers and tiaras and these little beauty pageants for little girls. We'll continue. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show.